we're doing strumming syncopation with the Partido Alto grooves. This is a groove from Brazil, and there you can watch the videos I made on this, but my friend sent me 8 different variations of the groove, and then I added another 8 by moving it over by an eighth note, so therefore you have 16. But if you go to number 10, this is, I think, one of the easiest ones to begin with, because some of them are hard and some of them are not.
Number 10.
And there's a lot of syncopation in some of them. The reason I'm starting with number 10 is I see 3 downbeats in a row and 2 downbeats at the end of that D7 cycle. Like, in other words, in bar 1, it has a downbeat on 1, 2, and 3. You can tell that it's a downbeat because of that little down arrow shape. You see that, guys? Like, under number 10, it says 1, 2, and 3, and immediately under that, it has 3 down strum shapes.
Those yes. Are the rectangular ones.
Like the rectangular ones. And then the V-shaped ones mean the upstrum. So in the end, this rhythm is 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. Before we play any chords, just with your hand, like muting the strings, just, you know, lightly touch the strings as you play. We're going to call it a chuck, right? And just strum, like, with me, we'll go down, 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 up, up, up. I'm sorry, down, 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 up, 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 down, 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 up, 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 down, down. Does everybody see where we are at number 10? I imagine you're good. So do it with us, please. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Down, 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 up, up, up. Up, down, 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 up, 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 down, down. The count would be great for you guys to also say out loud as we play it. It'll sound like, hear me do it and then chime along with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3 and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3 and 3, 4. Okay, now some of you have seen this lesson already. We don't have to all play together. You can do it on your own. Everyone's gonna have different levels of comfort with this lesson. I mean, some people know all about syncopation and other people are just starting with their strumming journeys. So you can do it on your own. But I recommend you start with number 10, then go to 11, 12, 13. Dano, if you want to hear these are all online.
I have the audio pulled up.
All right, good, good, good. And you guys who are live, I can just help you with what the audio sounds like. But this particular one, number 10, right, you can do open chords or bar chords. If you do bar chords, then you're in control of whether the note rings out, like whether to have it be short or long. Or if you do it open chords, you have less control. But this one would sound like, if I do it in bar chords, like 3, 4, like 1, 2. Oh, wait, I got to get to number 10, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4, and then 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 3. Now, for some of you, that's going to be hard. Others of you, that's going to be ridiculously easy, in which case, do it like this. That's ultimately, in fact, it says 183 on there. Could you pop us a 183 on the metronome, just so you could hear like the goal tempo of this? So that's 183. So if you could do that, then, you know, then you can move on. But try and get it to that speed first. I double dare you. And then they gradually get more syncopated, you know, as you go through. Like, as soon as you get to number 13, now we got to start with an up and an upstroke. Like, 12 doesn't look so bad. 12 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and. But 13, sound. Now we got to leave out the one. That's going to be rough. Like, Chad, can you put the metronome on, please? 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I didn't even play it right. 2, 3, 4. And interestingly enough, please stop there for a minute. On number 13, the end of 4 of bar 2, where it says up, is actually a G7. Because there's no 1, you either got to change early or change late. Do you see what I mean? There's no on number 13, bar 3, where it says G7, there's no hit there. There's no. So you're either going to, when by the time you hit the strings at the end of 1, you could do that, but I prefer to anticipate the chord. And the same thing at the end of the cycle, that very last upstroke on number 13 is actually a D7. So listen carefully if I do it slow, like 2, 3, 4, 1, and 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and switch. And 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and switch. And 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and switch. So that's just a thing, like, You know, I prefer to. This is a very propulsive rhythm. It's a very forward momentum. It has a lot of energy. So to make the chord delay doesn't fit with the style, in my opinion, as well. So there's lots of opportunity for syncopation and general frustration. I mean, musical growth. Okay? So I will come around and help you guys. Start with number 10. Do it at your own pace. If you want a metronome, you can get it on your own phones, or I can give you headphones for it, or you can use the one that's live here. Thing too, you don't have to do them in order. Like, if you get to number 13 and it's just a royal pain in the neck, just choose a different one. But, okay.